What's up to all the Wrestleholics out there? I don't even know where to start, man.
NXT.
NXT, baby.
All right, man. So I'll see y'all later, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
You watched
man.
A little bit of it before you left, right?
I did watch a little bit.
Who was that first? Who was the first match?
Yeah, bro. I didn't feel like I'm not feeling nothing because this. Okay, it's like what we were talking about before we recorded was about the NXT roster.
Yeah.
And there's so many new people. Yeah. And I'm kind of confused because I was just getting used to everybody else.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why I want to bring up the women's division, but what's the orange hair? I want to say JC. No, that's the other two.
Gigi Dolan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't seen her that much, and I thought that was going to be a build up with her. And I'm so confused on what's going on. So. Well, I tell you, I've been confused since Mandy left.
I think everybody has.
She got everybody confused.
Everybody.
Man.
They hyped up that feud between JC and Gigi, and then.
And then go nowhere.
I mean, JC's been on TV, though. She's been having matches.
Yeah.
She had that match with Valkyria. On NXT last week, that was a good match. But, yeah, Gigi ain't.
Yeah, Gigi haven't been.
She ain't done a whole lot.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Because I thought she would be the one.
Yeah. They caught up. Unfortunately, they caught up a lot of people in the draft, which I know we're going to talk about that later. The WWE draft that happened a couple months ago, pretty much non-existent. Had it for no reason, just to get some excitement and get some viewers at this point, because that was.
I would say, dang, we said we was gonna start on there. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna hope my.
Yeah, we gonna have to dive in deep on that because. It's getting a little bit ridiculous that they need to do something to address it because if we noticing it, everybody noticing it.
Fact.
But with NXT in particular, like I think it's turned a new leaf, man. I know it's a little confusing with all the new superstars coming. You know, Mustafa Ali and Baron Corbin, and you know those people coming down. You got Dana Brooke who came out of nowhere. So like I know it's confusing, but I still think NXT right now is firing on all cylinders, giving us everything you want on a wrestling show. And that pay-per-view, come on. That pay-per-view was damn near a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
It was damn near a 10 out of 10.
I give it like a 7.5.
What?
I give it a 7.5.
So
what?
I'm going to use like a work question on y'all. So do y'all blame management on this one right now? Like, I'm talking about Shawn Michaels.
On NXT?
Yes.
No, it's higher up than that. I think Shawn Michaels has done a great job with what he's had. I think it's deeper than that. I think, obviously, when Vince McMahon came back, it changed the direction on things, including the draft. And it's just, I just think the bottom line is they called up too many people. So NXT is playing, you know.
They're trying to play catch up,
and they're trying to push people that don't really make sense. Like, and it's like Dana Brooke should have been a heel. They should have been turned her heel. And they're still trying to push her as this baby face. Like, the crowd don't care, bro. Like
sometimes they miss their point.
Yeah.
Dana Brooke should have been pushed when she was with Charlotte Flair a long time ago. When she was a heel.
Yeah.
Right? They should have been pushed a long time ago. Because now it's like, okay, well, she's been there so long.
Right. And ain't done nothing.
Now y'all trying to.
There's no respect there, which is why the only thing that's left is heel. You got to try it.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, nothing happened with Apollo Crews when he went.
Yep.
And Mustafa Ali, like, y'all don't build these superstars up when they're on the main roster.
Yeah.
Then when they get to NXT, it's like, eh.
So, would y'all say, like, with these guys from the main roster coming up to NXT, would you say that WWE, NXT is catering to them right now instead of all around? It's like they're trying to cater, like, all right, let's big these people up right now and let's have these guys help out with it.
Yeah, I think they're leaning too far onto that because what NXT was doing before they started doing all this random main roster call downs, I guess it's call down because NXT is looked at as the secondary, I guess, to Raw and SmackDown. So I guess it's a call down. But I think they got a little bit just too heavy on that because of the draft. Like I said, I think they wore themselves a little thin. I mean, there's so many people that they took off NXT that you haven't even seen since. JD McDonagh has had one match since off NXT, and it didn't even finish the match. I forget who was even against. They didn't even finish the match.
I don't know what's going on.
It didn't even. It didn't even happen.
That's my guy.
Like there was no outcome. Nobody won. Nobody lost. It was a draw.
I think what it is right. I think the fans, including us, we predict things.
Yeah.
And we know what's going to happen, and then they see us knowing what's going to happen, and they want to change stuff, trying to, like, you know what I mean?
Keep it. Gotcha.
Like, we already know JD was going to be Judgment Day, so now it's like, oh, well, we got to switch it up. Now we got to wait a little bit longer. Like, just put him in there. We already know. Yeah. It's okay. We already know.
Sometimes that patient stuff and waiting.
it's too long.
It's too long. You're gonna miss the moment. You're gonna miss the moment.
Put him in Judgment Day. Like, we already know.
Yeah.
Stop playing. Would you want to see him wrestle?
I mean, SummerSlam. Hey. It's been a minute. I mean,
he gonna help Finn?
I mean, hey,
I would love
a lot of implications.
I can't wait till we talk.
But it's like, that's another problem too. While we're enjoying Dominic Mysterio being the NXT North American champion, you know, I could do without seeing Rhea, who is the women's world champion on NXT. Like, she doesn't even have a match at SummerSlam. Like, why y'all wasting her on NXT?
You know, like, something crazy? I just recognized that too.
I don't even got a match.
It's SummerSlam out of all. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm happy about the Bianca, Charlotte Flair, and Asuka match.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the person y'all promote all the time.
All the time.
This is the face of the women's division.
Yeah.
And, like, excuse my language, but shit. He ain't got her doing shit.
And that just go right back to the draft. Oh. But that's the thing. She could fight anybody. Like, if they would have had Rhea Ripley versus Candice LeRae or something, like, just build something.
For Natalya.
Like,
I knew he was going to do that. You cool, Kurt? He just ruined the rest of the podcast. Now, Kirk will be in a bad mood.
I had to. I saw my moment. I took it.
Yeah, you cool, Kurt? You got them all messed up.
Rhea Ripley could fought anybody. They just build it up. I mean, all these females. And what happened with Raquel? Like,
yeah. Why they keep teasing it, but like.
Why they just do it to SummerSlam? We know it's going to happen. Do it.
I'm not going to lie, I did see it like a highlight of Raquel and Rhea fighting, and I wasn't impressed by the whole moment. I was like, is she ready?
I don't think she's ready.
She could be ready. Let me just say that. She looks ready. Like she could be ready.
But she's not. There's nobody
else. Liv Morgan?
Oh.
I mean, you got Becky Lynch and Trish in a feud right now, which also don't have a match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, they changed it. They changed it to like a weekly.
Yeah, no, Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus, the two biggest women wrestlers in the world right now, and they're not on SummerSlam.
Yeah, so now SummerSlam only got one women's match.
Don't get me started. And going back to the draft, wasted a draft pick on Trish Stratus.
Why'd she get drafted? Like,
I don't get it. I thought it was going to be like the little legend contract type of thing.
Yeah.
We're going to see her on both shows.
I'm telling you.
She got drafted.
Y'all gave her a storyline that's dry as hell, and y'all keep on forcing it on her.
Yeah, it's not. I am more invested in Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey.
Oh, that match. Yeah, I forgot about
her. More invested into that feud more than Becky Lynch Trish. It is not working. The only thing that's working in that feud is building up Zoe Stark. The only thing that is coming out of that.
I just want to see more out of her instead of her just helping out Trish. I mean, I'd rather just see her beat up Becky on her own, to be honest with you.
She beat her once.
Yeah, she did beat her. That was big.
She beat her once.
That was big. I was surprised they let her beat Becky Lynch on.
But it's just, it's been a couple months removed since the draft, though, y'all. And it's like, honestly, it ends up being a night where they just wanted to draw more viewers and bring some excitement because they felt AEW on the tail. Mm-hmm. And I think what they were doing was they were trying to figure out a way to get more viewers and get more eyes on them. Because at this point, like, that draft was meaningless. Because you're still seeing Sammy and Kevin randomly on SmackDown. You got Judgment Day on NXT. Santos was on NXT.
Yeah, like, what?
Like, come on, like, man. So he about to win the United States belt probably from Austin Theory, and you got him on NXT.
The reaction was so mild because he just didn't even make.
Yeah, that's too soon. Like stuff like that's what I mean. They're getting desperate because they called too many people up.
So you sent out a list of the people that was looking on Raw. Like, where Piper at? Tegan Knox, Emma.
Oh man,
Xia Li.
Yeah.
Where they at?
Yeah, ain't see none of them.
Man,
Odyssey Jones,
yeah.
Grayson, though, he main evented SmackDown.
Yeah,
Grayson Waller main evented SmackDown.
I will say I was impressed with that match.
Yeah.
He lost, he lost the first two, because didn't he fight Jay?
He fought Jay on SmackDown.
Okay,
he main evented.
That wasn't a bad match either.
It was not, but.
Yeah, he fought Edge on Raw, right?
So far from the draft, the only NXT call-ups to really do anything is Grayson Waller.
I can see him in the future at a United States belt.
Who, Grayson? Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can see that.
He was in the match to qualify for it.
I can see him reign for it.
Easily. Let's get off
Austin right now.
Off who?
Austin.
Austin Theory? Yeah, don't get me.
I like him, but.
It's time, bro. Santos. LA Knight, somebody. I don't care at this point. It's just it's gotten to the point. But, like, I think that's the one thing that is hurting NXT right now, because I've been, you know, I watch people, you know, commenting online, talking about, because the pay-per-view was good. There was some great matches.
It was
and great, like,
great match.
Carmelo, Ilya, oh, my.
I was shocked by that.
In my opinion, that was a 5-star match.
For sure.
Ilya? Oh, my
God. For sure. I mean, was it their best match? I'm trying not to live in the moment. It was Carmelo's best match.
It was
match.
Probably his best match.
I think Ilya Dijak was, it was just more violent.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But I think it was both of their best match in their NXT careers.
Yeah, Dragunov, he ain't nothing to be playing with.
No, he is main event ready right now.
He is
main event ready.
NXT main event?
No, like,
I don't, he can go anywhere. Like, he is good.
Like, give me him and Gunter right now.
Again?
Oh my God.
Even more now. Like,
when they was in the UK, that fire. Match was a banger.
Imagine it now.
So how long would you say his call-up would be?
I think him or Bron Breakker are next.
I give it to Bron Breakker.
I think Bron, because we haven't seen him, so it's kind of like.
Yeah, he's in another dumb feud.
With who?
Von Wagner.
I cannot stand Von Wagner. I think I heard Vince call him the next Edge.
Oh.
Or something like that. It was just too much. He just not.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a lisp or something, and he can't talk right.
I mean, Cody Rhodes got a lisp.
Yeah, but Cody Rhodes good, though.
Why do we got to bring up? Never mind.
You can't sit here and tell me he ain't got no lisp.
I mean, maybe. We do have lisps.
There's nothing wrong with that, but
Brock Lesnar about to beat it out of him. Too.
There's nothing wrong with it. We're just making an observation.
Brock Lesnar about to beat it out of him too.
Ooh, Drew be getting defensive about Cody Rhodes. Yes, we know Downstate does his interest music. Drew,
I'm chilling, Kurt.
We know.
I got my hands on the table.
We know Downstate. We love you, but Cody Rhodes got a lisp.
That's all we're saying.
I can't wait to talk about something, man. Cause I got
We got. I mean, we didn't get away
with right now. Let me finish
NXT, man.
I mean, right now, I just think it's missing something. I'm a big NXT guy. Y'all know that. I've been locked in, but I'm telling y'all, after the draft, this has not been the same.
It is missing something, but I don't know. I don't know.
I told you what it is.
NXT,
they took too many people.
Karrion Kross. It's something missing.
It's something missing.
I don't know what it
you
is.
You see his new finisher though.
Shit cold.
All right, we getting somewhere.
Getting somewhere.
That finisher was nice.
So he realized he got to be a little bit more exciting in the ring.
Yeah.
So that finisher is nice.
So we've seen a sign.
Yeah.
But I think it's just they caught some people up, and now they're, you know, kind of retracking their steps and trying to bring some excitement back, because they realize, man, I think we might have caught a little too many people up.
Yeah, Grayson. I think they should have Grayson Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely was a big miss for NXT.
I don't think he needed to be champion, though. I think that he was caught up at the right time.
You think so?
I do.
I don't know, but...
He's too good.
Still got Tony D'Angelo, you know, NXT.
Like, especially on
champion.
The mic, like...
Yeah, he is good. He
like, just, and in the ring, love his finish, like, he was like ready. Yeah, he was ready. But, like I said, I know you don't like her, but, like, Indy Hartwell just won the championship. You call her up for what? To have one random... gauntlet match for the tag titles and didn't even do anything in the match, got eliminated ASAP. Like, it's just, why? I don't understand. So, like, at this point, I'm just hoping that NXT goes back to what they were doing before and what made them so great, and that was building up the roster that they have.
They still have
some great wrestlers.
They really do.
We are still learning, like, you know, who these new wrestlers are. Like, they're still building up Gallus. And now they're starting with Tony D and Stax. You know,
Tony D.
I'm telling you, it's working. So,
Tony
like,
D.
Build off that, though. Like, you have the
roster.
They
definitely did, too, buddy, because I'm thinking, I was looking at the list. Odyssey Jones?
Yeah, what for?
Why you call him up?
Yeah, has he done anything? What they call him up to do, main event? You know, that main event show they still be randomly doing?
I don't know why they do.
Where they book Odyssey WWE, Jones. Where they book Raw and SmackDown superstars to lose to NXT people?
He didn't do anything in NXT.
Yeah, nothing.
They should just kept him on there, build him up. I mean.
Hey, man, some people just know how to talk.
But he don't even know how to talk.
He didn't did nothing.
No, I never heard, just know you how ever talk. Heard him say anything?
Backstage. No? Backstage. Know how to
I
talk.
Never even heard him say
know how to pump. Know how to pump themselves up?
Yeah, man. I can do it.
Right place at the right time?
Yeah, you could be out there, but do it.
Hey, man. Me.
Okay. I just think that draft was a big swing and a miss.
Yeah,
like,
it definitely was. It was so
easy. There's some spots where it worked, but I think overall that draft was. I think it took a little steam out a little bit, and they kind of retracking their steps. Like even SmackDown, like I think they just it's too many.
I don't think they even need the draft.
I thought you do if you do it right, though.
I think the draft is pointless.
Like, if you do the draft right and, like, those superstars are actually only on that brand, then, yeah, it works and it is exciting. But it's not exciting because we can watch Raw and see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but we can also watch SmackDown and randomly see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
They need to get, like, more champions, bring more championships back.
Yeah.
And then do the draft because, I mean, what you get, like you said, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens going back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm kind of happy you said that because that's been a thought for me lately with just bringing championships back.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like European.
Like what
European
y'all thinking?
Champion.
European.
Light heavyweight champion.
Cruiserweight?
What was that thing they used to have?
Cruiserweight.
Tuesdays.
Yeah, 205 Live.
205, yeah, so.
Ain't Dragon Lee technically a cruiserweight? Wes Lee?
Man, I wouldn't mind seeing a cruiserweight division back in the day.
Ooh, Wes Lee. Ricochet?
I mean, hey.
They do. I mean, they do got some firepower.
I think even technically, I think Dominic's still a cruiserweight, too.
He definitely is.
So. Hey.
I mean, come on now. Back in the day, Matt Hardy was a cruiserweight champion. So
true, yeah. So, I mean, at that point.
It could be anybody, really. So. They definitely European.
But, yeah, and like, that's.
Wait, time out. Would y'all put Logan Paul as a cruiserweight?
I think he would technically be a cruiserweight as well.
Like, tell me
is it 225? I think it's 225 is the baseline. He is not 225 pounds.
No, he's definitely not.
No.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I'm telling you. I mean, maybe that would bring some excitement, but I think it's just.
I mean, if you do it in a way like if you say 225, you got some firepower with 225.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you do it like that, but it depends on the weight.
Yeah.
So if they go back to 205 Live, I don't think it's gonna be.
I will say the draft helped Raw a little bit in just making the show a little bit better. Because before the draft, Raw was so boring. I mean, it's still too long.
Yeah,
you need to cut an hour.
2 hours.
Got to cut an hour.
Cut a half an hour.
I ain't thinking you cut a whole hour.
It'd be 2 hours.
Because that whole extra hour, that's when you find yourself booking damn near the same show. And, like, Raw's damn near been the same show.
That last hour is like, yeah, come on.
It's the same shit you've seen last week. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I think it was more wrong from the draft than good. Yes, there's been some good things. Yes, Grayson Waller has thrived on SmackDown, done very well. Obviously, I think Gunther has even elevated a little bit, being on Raw, being on Monday nights. I think he's even, I mean, he's up there. Like, I mean, really, I hate to admit it, but he is a top superstar. Win or lose against Drew McIntyre, he is, put him in the World Heavyweight Championship match next week, and nobody will blink an eye. He's gotten bigger from the draft. I mean, obviously, Zoe Stark, you know, she's gotten somewhere. So.
All right, time out. Kurt getting on my nerves right now. Yeah, you're doing hand gestures. Every single thing, Gunther, you just did.
You like Gunther?
No, but you said something about Zoe Stark.
Yeah, so Zoe Stark. There's been good moments, but there's bad, too. Like, SmackDown has way too many women, top-level women superstars going for, like, there's no reason why Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Io Sky should all be on the same show. That's too many.
Yeah,
while Raw has Rhea facing Natalya 3 weeks in a row. Like
I wouldn't mind actually seeing Rhea versus Bayley right now.
I'd love to see Rhea versus anybody.
I see her back here.
Well, she got nothing. And be with Finn Balor on the sideline.
I feel like the men's world champion, the women's world champion, I think they should be able to fight anybody.
Yeah. I agree.
I feel like Rhea could just go to SmackDown.
I agree.
She the women's champion. She could just fight anybody or somebody. It should be like that.
But then that kind of takes away with the titles being on each show.
Oh, each show. Yeah. I don't think
everybody
I'd like that.
Would just be one champion.
Yeah.
That's because Raw don't have nothing. Rhea can't do nothing. Like, you see her NXT with Dominic. Like, she's not doing anything.
To me, if they were putting Dominic in NXT, he should have went. I don't think he needs anyone with him.
I think that first title defense, he should have did it by himself.
But imagine, though,
I think he should be by himself majority of the time.
True, and just he can still
judgment
cheat.
They come in and out every now and then.
And still have him cheat the win?
Yeah.
Like, he don't need nobody to help him win.
Yeah.
Let him cheat the win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, like, he's already saying Eddie is his dad. Like, let him eat that up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
Because he definitely need to be by himself.
Let him be on NXT exclusively. And Rhea, let her do, like, I don't know. It's just.
There's nobody.
Yeah.
And it's like they want to do so much with that fraction, but at the same time, you're doing a little bit too much at times.
Too much. Give Dom, like, the problem is you can't give him, you can't have him beat Gunther. Like, Dominic, that ain't believable. That's, like, if they...
Even with help.
Like, yeah, like, the, nah. Gunther, like, it don't... yeah, it don't... That don't even make sense. But so...
Just imagine.
Imagine what?
Rhea Ripley versus Piper. How good that would be.
I mean, in my opinion, Piper should be on NXT running NXT right now. That's just my opinion.
I mean, she's good. Like, I don't mind her. I mean, I get what you say. I don't mind her being on the main roster, but yeah, she definitely... I wouldn't mind her being on NXT.
Like, has she ever been a singles champion? Like, at all?
Nope.
I think she's been tag champ, maybe? But I don't even know if she's won that.
I don't think so.
I know she was in a tag team with Nikki Cross. I thought they won.
I don't think they won. Did they win? I don't think they won.
But see, like, that's my point, though. Like, she is an example of someone that if you send her back to NXT, let her be there exclusively.
Yeah.
Like, let her, if you're going to make her a babyface, let her beat Tiffany Stratton. At least it's believable. Don't have people like Thea Hale facing her and trying to make us believe that she's going to beat her. Come on, bro. You know she ain't going to beat Tiffany Stratton.
No, she definitely not going to beat her, but I like
her. Yeah, like, it's not even believable. Yeah, like, there's no excitement there. I love Thea Hale. I love her. But
that's what I'm saying. It's not believable. Like,
it's not believable.
Sometimes it's not believable.
But let Tiffany Stratton call out a challenger and say, man, I'll beat anybody. I'm Tiffany Stratton. I'm it.
Yeah.
And then let Piper Niven come out. And just the crowd will go ballistic, bro. And it's believable.
Cause we care more about matchups.
Yeah.
We don't really care too much. I mean, the storylines be cool, but we want to see matchups.
Yes.
Because there's so many wrestlers.
And consistent matchups.
Yeah, like, we want to see matchups. And that's what WWE mess up on. They think they care too much about storylines.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just have a matchup. Like, the storyline's going to write itself.
Right, right. Look how far the Judgment Day went just by the storylines playing out themselves.
Yeah.
Look at Dominic Mysterio. Look what happens when you just let it. Like, who would have thought Dominic would be this hated and this much of a heel? Like, man, well, nobody.
Can't even talk.
You won't even let him talk. Like, so I just think if they actually execute, and then we can move to SummerSlam. I think the draft is something that they can keep moving forward, but they need to stick with their guns. And look, you got drafted to Raw, stay your ass on Raw. You got drafted NXT, stay. And even have a draft too, a draft pick for someone to NXT. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not add that element? Because you can't tell me that everybody that's on Raw and SmackDown has a spot. So eventually, you know, Baron Corbin should have been drafted to NXT instead of a free agent.
Because he's on
it. A free agent. Let him be drafted to NXT then.
Free agent.
So that is something that could be executed right if they do it. But I just think this time it was major swing and miss. But it does set us up for SummerSlam.
Yes, sir.
We do got some good matches. What match are you most excited about, Kurt? Drew McIntyre? Gunther?
Nah, because Gunther's going to win that.
I thought that's where he was going.
Stick with that. With Gunther. No, since you don't
think keep that same energy. Yeah, don't switch now.
I said Gunther going to win that, so I'm not even.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought I heard something.
I thought he said.
Drew McIntyre definitely not going to win that.
What?
No way.
What? You crazy. Yeah,
man, definitely not.
You crazy.
Don't let him lose tomorrow.
Huh?
I said, don't let him lose.
Yeah, he losing. Drew McIntyre is taking the belt.
He not losing. I'm not really. I mean, they all.
Like, he changed the subject.
Jey Uso, Roman Reigns.
He changed the subject quick, too. You see that, Drew?
No, because Gunther going to win. Like, he's going to win.
Whatever, man.
He is going to win. Y'all think.
Drew, who you got?
Man.
I'm excited about that match, though, because we haven't got them to just one-on-one. We've only got triple threats, where Sheamus is the fall guy. So McIntyre's lost.
I need to see the energy they had from WrestleMania.
Gunther ain't pinning McIntyre.
I need to see that same energy what they had from WrestleMania. I mean, I'm talking about chops and everything across the chest.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre gonna get hurt. That's crazy. I like him.
What match are you most looking forward to? We know that you think Gunther's gonna win, but match are you looking for?
Yeah, I definitely think Gunther's gonna win. That's not even. Probably Logan Paul Ricochet.
Really?
I'm very interested in that match. I feel like it's going to be definitely exciting.
I mean,
we're going to have some big highlights. I mean, that and probably Jey Uso Roman Reigns.
Main event.
Jey Uso. The next.
Tribal Chief?
Undisputed.
tribal combat rules, whatever the fuck that means. Yeah. What does that mean?
Just a hardcore.
Why
match?
They just can't say fall count anywhere? Or yeah, like back in the day, like we don't need all that
tribal combat.
Just, just say falls count anywhere.
That's basically what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I think. No disqualification, man. Just say something like that.
Backstage brawl?
Yeah, like. Now, Jay definitely winning.
What?
Absolutely.
Y'all really can't believe
I've been going
that.
Back and forth because of the tribe. Ever since they announced the tribal combat.
I have been telling y'all for how long? Since last year. Since Clash at the Castle. When he interfered. It's going to be solo. I've told y'all since then. How long is that? What was Clash at the Castle? Like last November? October?
Last October. I won't say last October.
Like. Y'all don't believe me yet? Mm-mm, y'all still, where it's going right now, you still don't believe me.
It's still going to be Jay. It's over.
It's not Jay.
It's just going to be Jay.
Could be. Well, either way, like I'm ready to watch this match.
Yeah, that's number one.
I'm thinking, like, it's with the story. We've been so invested with this story. Like, we didn't say this every week. I've been so invested with this that what's going to happen? I don't want to miss this moment when it happens.
Because it's SummerSlam, so you know something big is going to happen.
Yeah.
What was it last year? Brock? Wait, no, that wasn't when Brock came back, was it?
Yeah, SummerSlam?
Jimmy going to be the reason he loses, I told you.
Storyline been so long, I don't know when.
I think when he fought John Cena, right?
No, that was two years ago.
That was 2 years ago? Who he fought last year at SummerSlam?
Brock Lesnar.
That was when Brock Lesnar
used the bulldozer
and
flipped the ring.
Jesus, that was crazy.
One of the matches of the year. How do you not?
Yeah,
you don't remember that?
When I think about that.
Match was okay. I mean, I don't.
What?
I can't give matches of the year to.
That match? I mean, what? Rewatch it. Rewatch it.
That
tonight.
Was the best way to beat Brock Lesnar, though.
Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar. Any excitement there?
A little bit for me.
Not at all.
A little bit for me,
man. Just quit, man.
Not at all. I have no excitement.
I have a little.
Cody,
bit
Cody, get it over with. That's all I gotta say.
Huh?
Cody, just get it over with.
I want to see how the match plays out. Come on, man.
It's exciting for me because of the rumors I've been hearing.
What rumors?
Of this match.
What rumors?
The two superstars that might return could possibly interfere in this match.
Why this match? Who?
Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton.
No. Cody Rhodes, this was already meaningless enough. Cody Rhodes need to go for a belt.
I definitely agree.
But hopefully it's Brock Lesnar. Hopefully it's Brock Lesnar then. Hopefully Brock Lesnar and Bray Wyatt go beat each other up.
That's what I'm hoping. I don't want nobody to jump.
As long as it ain't Cody, because this was already meaningless.
I definitely want Bray Wyatt to interfere.
It's like their third time facing, and we still don't have a reason why Brock attacked him to begin with.
Yeah, we still like,
like you a bully, bro. Like
Goldberg definitely touched Brock Lesnar somewhere.
Did
back
something,
in the day.
Bro. Like,
that's why he's coming at me.
I'm telling you, it's like real personal. Like we still don't have a reason.
Like, what's going on?
Like they just. Like, Cody just comes out and is like, yeah, Brock beat my ass last week. Again, my shoulder's broken. And then, it's like, he back again? Like, and then beats him up again. And then Cody beats him up the next time. And they just take turns.
I'm still tripping on him saying, go to.
It does. I'm like, damn, that could be true. I would have ran with that.
What the fuck you
Well, Cody, fight him for like that between y'all.
I have no interest in this match other than hearing my boy Downstate's music.
Yeah.
Hearing my boy's music at SummerSlam. That's all I got. Other than that, Cody, get the job done. Beat him like everybody expects you to. And move on because this feud has nothing.
Seth?
A belt. Seth or Finn or Damian.
Look.
Actually, I wouldn't mind a match with him and Austin Theory.
Who?
Him and Cody.
Cody ain't going for you.
Just take the belt off.
He not going for the United States.
Nah, they better not. Because
looking back now, we just argued
for 20 minutes about how they need to stay on their own show. So we better not go to no SmackDown. Fire coming out of me.
My bad.
Who you think he gonna fight? Gunther?
He ain't faced him yet. What? No, Cody beating.
Cody not beating.
If it gets to, yeah.
He already took him out the Royal Rumble. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, scripted.
Whatever, man.
Really?
Stayed in.
Really? This man says scripted.
I'm not staying an hour in the ring and getting put out by the 30th,
can
man?
Can y'all tell listening that Kurt is the biggest Gunther fan in the world?
Gunther, man.
My goodness. Rose,
they
doing this podcast, you can't be biased, bro. You gotta see it from all angles and all lanes.
That's not going to do nothing for Cody. Him winning the Intercontinental Champion, that's not doing nothing. That's not doing nothing for Cody at all.
Neither is fighting Brock Lesnar three times for no reason.
Yeah, I don't get.
I mean, like at this point, anything's a step up.
He gonna tear his pack again, messing with Brock.
Like this is getting ridiculous.
But yeah, they definitely messed up with Cody.
They did. They know it.
On me and one at WrestleMania.
But I have nothing in this match. We all got Cody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the triple threat? Women's WWE Women's Championship. Asuka, Charlotte, Bianca.
I'm not even gonna lie. I hate it just because Asuka and Bianca, because I like them both.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I really just want to see Asuka defend it for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like having Bianca in this match. I mean, mind you, she still deserves her rematch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think. I give it another month or two.
This definitely.
I don't want to see the belt get off of Asuka right
this
now.
This definitely should have been a one-on-one match.
Yeah.
Asuka versus Bianca.
Yeah, it's just a way to I think it's a way for Bianca to turn heel. And I think her and Charlotte are going to feud for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, how this match started,
yeah.
Bianca was already turning heel. Charlotte didn't need this match.
Right. I mean, I agree.
That like, should have had.
I am extremely against Charlotte being involved in this match, yeah, obviously. Like,
why
just,
are you here?
What she just mean? Inserts herself and says, I am the line.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Would you say she just need a longer break now?
Who?
Charlotte
can use. They don't
right.
need to be.
That was exactly what I was getting ready to say. What? Give me a Charlotte feud.
Yeah.
What's Charlotte Flair's best feud?
Becky.
I don't know. Did they face?
Maybe.
Like, I really don't remember. I'm sure they faced at some point,
maybe her
but I don't remember.
Sasha, but they were back and forth to champions.
She's been champion 100 times.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any feud resonating.
Feud.
So I think that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to give her a real feud other than her getting the belt. Asuka's walking out. If she don't walk out as champ, it's going to be Io Sky. But I think Asuka will walk out of SummerSlam.
I think it
would
have been so much better for them to have Bianca versus Asuka and then Charlotte interfere and attack Bianca.
But that makes her the heel, though.
Who?
That would make Charlotte the heel. And that's
they're
not
both
what they're.
Heels.
Yeah. No, they're not. Charlotte's babyface, for sure.
Charlotte babyface?
For sure.
Nah.
Oh, for sure.
No.
Oh, yeah.
To the fans, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They try to make Charlotte babyface.
She's babyface, for sure.
Not
yes, she is.
Babyface.
Nah,
yes, she is.
They definitely
going to
cheer for Bianca and Asuka way more than Charlotte.
Nah. I mean, people like us that are like deeper inclined into it.
The crowd
but
there is not.
The consensus fan loves Charlotte Flair. There's a reason why she's been champ 100 times.
Mm-mm.
Like, they love her. Like, every time she leaves and comes back, like, she's babyface. For sure.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be the babyface and say, oh, the line starts with me. That's a heel.
And they
saying.
Cheered when she said it.
That's a heel. Saying. Yeah, because she's a heel.
Nah. You ain't. The only heel. You ain't cheering for no heel.
Who's not cheering for no heel?
Nobody is. Except our weird asses.
People cheer
when
for
you heels. Go no, yeah. No, they don't.
They cheer for heels.
Not like
that's
that.
Point. Like us fans, we cheer for the heels.
Yeah, we do. But the general fan is not cheering for heels.
You talk about the crowd there?
Any crowd.
So they wasn't cheering for LA Knight?
So he's not a heel anymore.
He was a heel, but they were cheering for him when
he
was.
Heel now because they made him. They made them switch.
He always been a heel.
No, he hasn't.
I thought he always been a heel.
He always been a heel.
Until they switched it to make him a baby face. He's a baby face now.
Right, but they was cheering for him when he was a heel before they switched him to being a baby face. They were still cheering. They were cheering him.
Right, so is Dominic a baby face?
No.
No.
Okay. You say they cheer heels. He's the best heel, so they would cheer
for
him,
right? I didn't say they cheer all heels. I said if you were here, they going to cheer for you. If you were a really good heel, they going to cheer for you. LA Knight was a heel at first, and they was cheering for him when he was... They was cheering for him.
Anyway.
He was a heel in that Bray Wyatt feud.
It don't matter. Charlotte's
and they was cheering
the
for him. Charlotte
not,
trash.
I don't care that much about Charlotte, so I'm not going to say her go back and forth.
She messes up in the ring. She
yeah,
botches the
I don't
line.
Care that
she's
much. But I personally think she's babyface. And I think this is going to make Bianca the heel. Mm-hmm. Bianca's going to do something to turn heel in this match. Asuka skates out. I got a bad feeling about
you. What can Bianca do to make her turn heel? That's the thing. What can she do to make her turn heel?
I mean, anything.
Like what?
Anything after the match or anything. Like, both Asuka and Charlotte are, in my opinion, baby faces.
Right. So you're saying after the match, if Bianca beat up Charlotte.
Or both of them.
They not going to cheer?
Or both of them. Why would they cheer if she beat up Asuka? She could beat up Asuka, too.
I don't think we're going to cheer if Charlotte beat up Bianca.
No. But because if Charlotte does it to Bianca, then that makes whoever does that is the heel.
I guarantee Bianca, if Bianca beat up Charlotte after the match, they're going to cheer.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I guarantee
because if she does beat up Charlotte, she's also going to beat up Asuka. She's not just going to beat up Charlotte. Like she's going to be – because she's already said it, bro. She's fed up. Yeah. Like, she is to that point where she just don't give a damn.
And the fans agree.
And she is going – if she beats up Charlotte, I guarantee you she whoops Asuka's ass, too.
I take that back. Maybe she shouldn't even touch Charlotte. Maybe she just beat up Asuka and just walk off type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I personally, I believe we walk out. Bianca's a heel. Asuka wins the belt. Keeps the belt. I got a bad feeling that Io's going to cash in and Bayley's going to screw her and make her lose. I really hope I'm wrong.
I don't want that at all.
I don't either. And I might be pissed off. Like, I'm not going to lie to
you. I wish it was like.
But they keep teasing it. When they
first had the money in the bank, like everybody keep teasing it. I want that.
Yeah. They keep teasing it, though. And that's me, too. They keep teasing it, though.
Yeah, they do. Something's going to happen.
And it's getting on my nerves.
It might be this weekend, man.
The money in the bank, whoever won the money in the bank should win.
Yeah, I agree. Whether it's heavyweight or mid-card.
It don't matter.
You got to win.
That money in the bank should always win, even if that person's a champion for 2-3 months.
Otherwise, it's meaningless. Why even do it? But then again, somebody would argue, well, what about the Royal Rumble? Should they win the title every time, too?
No.
Royal Rumble different, though.
Is it?
Royal Rumble,
they both like, guarantee.
Yeah, but Royal Rumble is like one-on-one. You ain't no surprises. Money in the bank. Oh, he down? Bet. Referee, pin.
Hey, well, sometimes somebody, you could think you catching them off guard, and they like, nah, I was expecting you. Yeah, I was waiting. I agree, though. I mean, no, I think that's how it comes out. I think Asuka comes out as champ. I think Bianca's going to be. Oh, yeah, Asuka's
definitely winning. We all agree.
Asuka's winning. For sure.
Yeah, that's nothing.
But I think we see the heel turn from Bianca. Y'all don't agree?
I'm waiting for a surprise. That's it.
Okay.
They could try to make a turn heel, but.
So it's like
and the fans so tired of Charlotte Flair too.
Yeah,
that is.
I don't think she deserved this match.
Like where your feud at? Like why are you not?
I'm telling you, that's what this is for.
You don't have to go for a champion all the time. Like that's just they be forcing stuff. Like I know your last name. I know whatever. Mm-hmm. But
I just don't think we need to see you fight for this right now, especially around this time, SummerSlam time. I feel like you're taking away opportunities from other people that could have actually had that third spot or just had that spot in general.
So we get UFC match too, y'all. MMA rules. Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey. Ronda's last match. Last to Ronda.
Supposed to be Ronda's last match ever.
Shayna about to beat her ass.
Shayna about to destroy Ronda Rousey.
And that's, I mean.
That's how it should be. I think that'd be the perfect way.
If that's going to be your last match, I mean, it's respectful.
If that's your friend. That's my last match. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to build on my friend, Andrew. Andrew, beat my ass, bro. Like, for real, you try to build up.
I got you. I was going to say, Drew ain't one you just
like,
let.
Where are you in this movie?
Yeah, like, Drew ain't one you let. Because he is, like, he already getting ideas. You see him.
Bro,
as soon as you said
it. Got a screwdriver?
Yeah. I can use anything?
Right. Are you sure?
Let's find this contract.
Pulls out a bag out of nowhere we didn't even know he had. Yeah, like, you got a bag in the corner. Where that bag come from?
You got a whole snake in there. What's going on?
I was waiting for this moment.
Right.
Call me Jake the Snake.
I'm about to get the title. Like, we ain't got no belt thing.
I agree.
He bringing out the cage. We ain't even the cage match. Like, damn, bro.
Can't give him. I'm telling you, can't give Drew that.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Shayna should beat.
Yep.
Ronda bad.
Honestly, I'm more invested into this feud than I thought I would be. Like they had a good promo on Raw. Like it really did feel.
It was good, man.
It's about time. Like it sucks that
Ronda Rousey.
I have too.
Because she's a fighter.
I have too.
People want her to be the best.
Yeah.
Wrestler to be the best talker. No, she's a fighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's not gonna be the best.
It's the same thing. Like Brock Lesnar's not the best wrestler. He's just big. And strong.
He was good.
Yeah.
But
now
he's just a fighter, so you expect
that's what you expect him to do.
And fight.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Ronda.
Yeah, I don't expect Ronda
to The crowd just, bro, you know how people be, man.
I think it was the giving her so many opportunities at the beginning.
Yeah, and it just
wore out.
Yeah.
But the thing is people say that. This is why I'm tired of people, right? they say they give Ronda Rousey too many opportunities, but then they don't say nothing about Charlotte.
Right, right. Exactly.
Like, it's like, what? Right.
So, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor.
Ooh, man, I'm
scared.
Look, we all agree. Every time we talk about Seth Rollins, he's the best wrestler in the world.
Hands down.
I would love to see Finn Balor finally win this. Uh-huh. Just because he never really got a rematch.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he need that title.
I think so, too.
I really do think he deserved that title. And Seth Rollins can win it any time.
Any time, it makes sense.
Any time. Oh. This would be a perfect way for Finn Balor to be a champion, to beat Seth Rollins.
I've been saying this since the beginning of this podcast, probably even before. Seth Rollins lose is still a win. Because I feel like he's going to give us that 5-star match by the end.
Regardless, for sure.
And it's Finn Balor, so ain't like you losing to no Logan Paul or nothing like that. You lose to Finn Balor.
No, I would have been discredited from that. I'm like, bro, we didn't need that.
Right.
We don't need no Logan Paul as a champ.
Yeah, I think Finn Balor. I thought that Finn Balor was going to be the one to win it to begin with. So
I think
we did predict this at some point. We said that Finn Balor would win at SummerSlam.
He should be Seth.
This has got to be it.
I feel that would make the win so much better for him to be Seth.
Yep.
Because if he beat somebody, I mean,
does Damian cash in on him though after he wins?
That's such a hurt. I didn't want to think about that because that's such a hurt.
He was trying to stay away from.
Yeah, such a hurt if he do. I would be so upset. Like,
imagine
somebody can't even celebrate. Nothing.
Imagine the heat.
Exactly. You like, bro, you could have him have this one moment.
Can't catch a break
once again.
Oh my God! He got to fight against his own crew.
I think Finn Balor would quit.
If that happens.
Like, I should quit.
He's going to go right to Triple H. Come here, Lad. No, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this shit.
You call me Lad.
Yeah, I think Finn Balor walks out, but I think either EO or Damian are going to cash in at SummerSlam. I don't know which one yet because both scenarios have been teased. So
if this the case,
if I was to predict one, it's Damian.
Oh my God, I'm predict EO,
and it's after after Finn wins.
Oh my God.
Yep,
I think that'd be a hurter, man. Like, dang, Finn Balor cannot catch a break.
Yep.
They wouldn't do Finn Balor like that.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would.
They would.
I forgot who was in charge.
Yeah, if Vince McMahon back.
Yeah.
So we all got Finn Balor?
I got Finn Balor. I want him to win.
Wow. I didn't think that would happen.
I want him to win. He deserved to win.
Okay.
I need Finn Balor to win.
Be honest with you, I just want to see a Seth Rollins match.
Mm-hmm.
That's really my biggest thing.
5-star.
Like I said, win or lose, I know I'm going to love this match.
Always.
So before we get to the main event, do we have to talk about the Battle Royal?
No.
Okay, good.
If LA Knight not winning, I don't care.
I mean, I don't even if he does win. Like, yeah, what does he win?
That Battle Royal could be a Rhea Ripley spot.
Fact.
She could have had like an open challenge.
Something.
For Rhea Ripley.
Becky Lynch, Trish, something.
Anybody could have got that spot.
Battle Royal. The Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal.
Like, why do they even need a name?
The winner gets a box of Slim Jims. Like, what?
That can't be. That's true?
No.
Oh, I'm going to say, what? It sounded like something the Vince McMahon do. Like, what's the win? Like, I don't.
Yeah, it's meaningless.
I don't like Battle Royals.
I don't either, regardless. So. Unless I do like him for, like, a number one contender for, like, a mid-card title.
Yeah, I like battle. Yeah.
Not even a heavyweight title, but like a battle royal for a number one contender for the mid card title.
Yeah, something like that. I don't like battle royal for like at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's meaningless.
Andre the Giant battle royals.
Yeah, I don't like
yeah,
that.
So, yeah, we agree.
Andre in a battle royal.
So we agree. Meaningless.
Just thought about that.
But what's not meaningless, Tribal Combat. It's time to officially make them picks, boys.
I can't see me. I'm recording.
Y'all doing the ones like anybody can see you in here.
I'm recording myself, so. I'm ready to see where the storyline goes with this. That's my whole biggest thing with it. Does it end?
Nope.
Okay, let me ask y'all this. How hurt would you be if Roman wins?
Not at all, because that's what I said would happen.
Okay. I mean, Dedrick wouldn't mind because he thinks Solo going to beat Roman, but I don't see.
You're Uso now, so you gotta.
I don't see Solo beating Roman either. If Roman wins, I don't know where this is going. That's why I don't think he's winning. Jay's winning. Jay, undisputed tribal chief. Jay Uso.
Main event Jay Uso.
You know, Jimmy gonna come out.
And make him lose.
You know what I mean? You want that so bad.
I don't want it at all, but that's what's gonna happen.
You want it.
I don't want it at all.
I don't know, Jimmy, yeah, it'd be just so pointless. I think I would start watching wrestling after that.
No, you won't.
No, you
we got a
not.
Whole podcast. No, you would not.
Who would replace you?
Kurt said he wouldn't do AEW.
Yeah, I can talk about AEW while y'all talk about WWE stuff. So
you know you ain't watching no AEW.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, man,
no, he is not. He just want to watch RVD. You want to watch AEW?
I like how you brought that up. Good, I was about to ignore it.
Because I didn't want to talk about RVD.
Because he looks sleepy. RVD looked sleepy when he and he didn't even fight.
Yeah, he just came out there pointing himself.
He going to back. We ain't even about to get
he
into it.
He didn't fight. He wore his little stupid
shirt
and then pants.
I'm sorry, Kurt, but Jimmy's going to make Jay lose.
That's not going to happen.
And Roman wins.
That's not going to happen.
Something going to happen to where the relationship between Roman and Solo gets jeopardized. Roman loses to Solo eventually.
When?
I don't know, but that's what's going to happen. I told you that's where it ends. With Solo.
But, like, that's a WrestleMania match?
It might take that long.
Damn, that's a long time.
Solo versus Roman?
I mean, he'd have been champ for four years. What is another half a year?
I don't know. I don't
see it.
We thought it would have ended a long time ago, but it didn't.
It should have ended a long time ago.
But it hasn't, and we still invested. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it. And it wouldn't be main event in SummerSlam.
Also, say if this streak didn't happen, like what we would have had right now, like
a better champion.
Like who?
I don't know. I mean, so many people that
but think about how it was before Roman no became champion.
And there's no way he should have beat Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt in triple threat match. No way.
Man, hell, he should have won out there anyway.
Huh? Why not?
He was in that match for 2 minutes.
So?
That just stop trolling me, bro.
What do you mean?
Stop trolling, like, for real, though.
I agree with you, Daddy.
Yeah, there's like, no way what does that
beat,
mean?
There's no way he should have beat them.
He's a tribal chief.
No.
Yes.
There's no way he should have beat Bray Wyatt and
they suck.
Bro, who suck?
Both of them.
Yeah, right. Braun Strowman definitely horrible. Bray Wyatt don't suck.
I mean, he mid.
Bray Wyatt is one of the best.
One of the what?
One of the best.
Name Wyatt?
One of the best wrestlers.
Name Bray world. Wyatt?
I mean, Cody.
One of the best.
Cody up there.
Huh?
Cody up there.
Cody?
Kurt, yeah. Don't, man.
Cody who?
All right, man. So, listen. This has been the WrestleHolics Podcast.
Hold on, we even wait, so y'all, all right. So, I got Roman.
I got Jay.
Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, got, I hate man. Y'all for this one.
Come on, Drew. You know what to do.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Who's been right more?
Bro, you just put up the ones, man.
Yeah, you did the – I mean, that could be any of them. No, they both do it.
No.
Yeah, they do
it. They both do it.
But it's supposed to be the Usos. The Usos do this.
Right, but Roman does it too.
I'm going to go with my heart on this one, man. I need Jay to win this.
Jay got to win.
It's just like I'm thinking about when they had their first feud with each other.
What I always say, started with Jay. It's going to end with Jay. Period.
It has to. I ain't gonna lie. It has to end
in a false count anywhere match.
I'm not
saying tribal.
Where Jimmy been though?
I'm not saying that. False count anywhere match.
Where's Jimmy been? Hurt. Oh,
he
for real,
hurt, man. He
for real.
He got Naomi. He cool.
Oh, okay. He's at home.
She working too.
So he's been at home.
Yeah, he been at home. You know, okay. He got hurt. You know, they put him in the hospital so he can come and
help his brother. So he's been gone. He's been missing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey, man. Okay. Recovery, bro.
Yeah, recovery. Yeah. I agree, a recovery.
Oh, man.
He's not about to come, you know what I mean?
Cause he should be ready for August
5th. I told you what my sister said.
He's going to be ready for August 5th.
What your sister say?
She thinks Sami Zayn going to interfere and help Jay. You know, they always ask, every week, they always ask Sami about the bloodline.
They do.
You know what I mean?
It's like that one divorced cousin. Hey, man, I just want to check on the family.
I just don't... I don't know how I feel about that.
That would be shocking.
It would,
that
but
would
like
be shocking.
I don't know if it's good shocking
because it's SummerSlam. So what could happen?
Like he ain't had nothing to do with the bloodline in months.
No, he still check on
kinda because he still check. They still have conversations. Him and Jay backstage on SmackDown. They still asking Sami Zayn about the bloodline. What would, let me ask y'all something, what would be shocking? What would y'all want to see that be like, damn, I didn't see this coming? Because something big going to happen at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. In SummerSlam.
I hope so, because the card really ain't the greatest, to be honest with you.
Not really, but I mean.
I mean, we just talk about all the matches, and I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Like,
we didn't actually skip some, so.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked Gunther. We didn't say nothing about Ricochet, Logan Paul. We just, we don't want to talk about, I mean, there ain't nothing to really say.
I said it's going
to
be good. I
like we obviously know that Ricochet is going to win, and it's going to be a 5-star match. But, like,
I definitely got Logan Paul.
So, like, what's going on? All right, so, all right, we got to make one prediction before we get out.
Okay, one
big prediction before we get out. Something, if something crazy, one crazy thing happens. Ooh. Kurt, you go first.
Man, he put me on spotlight. Okay.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I didn't ask. I mean, yeah, I did, kind of.
No, you did. Not a kind of.
One big prediction. Bray Wyatt.
Oh, my
God. Is going to return.
This man want Bray Wyatt back.
And attack Brock Lesnar.
Is he even still signed?
Okay, so, I kind of got one, but it's going to be the opposite. I got Randy Orton coming to attack Cody Rhodes.
Ooh. Wait, Cody Rhodes?
Yes.
I mean, come on, Legacy. I mean, come on now. You only got this spot because I've been gone. I mean.
How long ago? Bro, we was like 15 years old.
It don't matter. Think about it. He's coming back. It's like, all right, let me
if he comes
one of
back,
my good friends.
If he comes back, it's in the Roman match because that's the last match. That's who injured him was the Usos. Mm,
damn it.
Yeah, but he's on Raw.
No, he was never drafted.
He was never drafted. Randy Orton went in the draft.
So he a free agent?
Basically, yeah. He's Randy Orton. He can do whatever he wants.
Think about how long damn, I can't get my words out. Think about how long he been
gone. The Usos injured him. So if he comes back, it's gonna be in that Roman Reigns Jey Uso.
So
match.
I can see him. So he would help Jey win.
No, I see him attacking Jey. Jey the one who hurt his back.
No, because you can't bring him back as a heel.
He can't come back and attack Jey.
No, he can't be a heel either. That don't make sense.
Or you just ruin the whole damn match and we don't have a winner.
Nah, because that's still a heel.
What?
Yeah, people would be pissed.
Yeah, people would be, man, they would riot.
But imagine he makes Roman lose. I like Orton interfering to make Roman lose more than Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And it's believable. It's Randy Orton.
And be like, okay, I make Roman lose. Easy, Jay.
Yeah.
If I get a match with Jay, easy work.
Don't think I forgot about you. You injured me, motherfucker.
Wow. Hey, man.
I like that, Drew. You on to something over there. Hold on now. I didn't like the Bray Wyatt. We lost a lot of credibility with that one. Then you said Randy Orton.
All right, what you say?
I don't know. Jimmy makes Jay lose. And they feud.
Curtis Pitt.
This podcast would be over if that happened. Because it's like, I mean.
Jimmy makes Jay lose.
But why?
He's jealous of him. He don't want him to be the tribal chief, remember?
And then what, they fight?
Yeah.
That's a WrestleMania match.
Why?
Jimmy versus Jay?
Maybe they do face again at WrestleMania. That's a feud that could take a while.
I don't know if I would want to see that many Jay.
I would. Why not?
I don't think I want to see that many times before WrestleMania.
They still got to build Jimmy up. So they need. Jay is already here. Like, Jay is way. Like, they could end right now, and you could put Jay against Seth Rollins, and it works.
They definitely built him up. Main event Jay.
But Jimmy is still like, come on. Jimmy is like Andre Dawkins.
Yeah, all right.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, who could Jimmy face by himself that makes sense? You think he could. Him and Austin Theory don't even make sense.
Jimmy can go by himself.
Not even with Austin Theory. That makes sense.
He can definitely go by himself.
Don't.
Yes, he did.
No.
Yes.
No. So you think Jimmy?
Jimmy carried the Usos.
Jimmy
was doing all the promos.
Jay carried the Usos.
Jay couldn't talk on the mic that good. That's why Jimmy. Look at all the promos back in the day when they first started. Even when they first became the Usos, like
that's great. But where is he at now? Where's he done? What's he done?
He hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jay is main eventing SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
And main eventing SmackDown on a regular basis now, too, as well?
Yeah.
Could Jimmy ever do that?
I mean, this is Jay's storyline.
He just mad because he don't want it to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It will.
I can't get mad at something that's not even going to happen. That not even happen.
So Bray Wyatt coming back is going to happen. And what did you say he was going to do?
Attack Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna edit right there because I don't want y'all to start fighting.
I'm going off the rumors.
No, we ain't gonna fight.
I'm going off the rumors.
Yeah, well, there's always rumors.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's why I always say it's a rumor. When I say
so, what we gonna do if someone? So say someone gets it right, we gotta have some kind of stakes because somebody gotta win something.
I mean, you wanna start putting money in, or
the winner gets the two losers. Well, whoever loses. So say two of the three happen, right? And one person gets it wrong. The losers have to put in on one T-shirt, a WWE T-shirt from the WWE shop.
I like that.
The winners get a T-shirt, and the losers have to put in on that T-shirt. So if it's only one person that loses, you got to pay for the whole T-shirt.
Okay.
So which ain't that bad. They're like $30.
So wait, time out. So the loser, so if there's one loser, you got to pay for both T-shirts now?
Yeah. If two people get it right, yeah.
Okay.
That's
not bad. I'm gonna make y'all something. Cool. Something fake as hell.
Cool with that?
Yeah.
If we all lose, we just all lose.
Be prepared to wear a Bianca Belair shirt. So
wait, what? No, you what? No, the winner gets their shirt that they choose to wear.
You just said the loser buys the shirt.
Now we gotta play back everything.
The loser buys the shirt that the winner wants.
But you didn't say that. You just said the loser.
Why would the winner pick the shirt for the loser to wear?
No, the loser picked the shirt. But that's what you said.
Well, you know what I said.
Man.
Come on now.
Yo, so this has been the WrestleHolics podcast.
I'm going to be wearing the Liv Morgan shirt.
We appreciate everybody tuning in still. We're about to get more consistent with things now since Mr. DC Hendrix is back in town.
For the moment.
So, man, it's just going to be me and Kurt for the time.
Yeah.
But definitely appreciate y'all. Make sure to tune in to us on IG.
Might not have Kurt.
Oh, my gosh. TikTok, Twitter.
When Jimmy interferes.
Jimmy interferes, I'm done.
And also, make sure to listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, and all other platforms. It's the Wrestle House Podcast, and we'll get with y'all soon.